today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today, we're continuing our study in the phrase, "The Lord is my." We're going to be in Psalm 18, and I invite you to join us there if you can. Psalm 18. While you're looking for a Bible or trying to find your place, we want to invite you to visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. You'll find a number of things at the website. You will find all of the messages in this series as we begin to put them together. And so you can go and follow this series there at the website. You'll also find a place where you can click on to contact us. And we'd love to hear from you and know where you live and where you're hearing this program today. In fact, if you'll write to me, I'll send you a little prayer journal absolutely free of charge. And I'll make you this promise. When you write to us, I'm not going to send you a whole bunch of mail. I'm not going to flood your inbox. I'm not going to send you a bunch of email. I'm just going to simply send you the prayer journal and pray for you. And so write to us. You can do it there at the website at considerhisword.org. You can email me directly. Make sure you give us an address at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many people do, you can simply write to us directly at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. In the Scripture, if you do a search in the phrase, "The Lord is my," you will find seven phrases that describe or finish this sentence, this statement. How would you finish it? The Lord is my. How would you finish the statement? Here's the way the Scripture does. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my defense. The Lord is my portion, and the Lord is my helper. Today, we're going to be looking at the phrase, "The Lord is my rock." It's actually only found twice in all of the Bible, if you can imagine that. Now, many times, certainly, the Lord is referred to as a rock, but the phrase, "The Lord is my rock," is only found twice. It's found once in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 2. Let me read that to you. The Scripture says, "And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." Verse 3 says, "The God of my rock, in him will I trust." In fact, you'll find this passage of Scripture in 2 Samuel is very close to our Scripture today in Psalm 18. I want to read the first three verses. Psalm 18. The psalmist said, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." When he speaks of the Lord as my rock, David was writing this psalm at a time when he was escaping or running away from Saul. It was when many believed toward the end of his life. Several times we know that Saul tried to kill him. Saul chased him all over the countryside, trying to find him twice. Saul tried to pin him to the wall with a javelin. And so many times he tried to kill him in battle and tried to capture him, and he wanted him dead, but he never did. And so David is praising the Lord, how God delivered him and God helped him through all of these challenging times that had come into his life. And so what did David mean when he says, "The Lord is my rock"? I believe in this passage of Scripture, particularly in Psalm 18, verse 2, that he goes on and describes what he means and explains what he means when he says, "The Lord is my rock." Here, the word rock is actually used to describe a large cleft. Remember that song about the cleft of the rock? That's kind of what he's talking about. "He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock." And this is kind of what the word is speaking of here, a rock as being a high cliff or a high rock, the side of a mountain, where a person could find refuge and where a person could find safety. And this is kind of what he's talking about. Imagine a huge cliff that rises hundreds of feet above the earth, up into the sky. And it's in that space that he speaks of as the Lord as my rock. And we're not talking about a small rock or like a stone or even a boulder. We're talking about a place where a person could hide and a person could find safety. So what are some of the characteristics? I believe he goes on and describes some of these characteristics when he says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my strength," he said, "in whom I trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." I believe all of these is just other words he's using to describe what he means by "the Lord is my rock." That rock provides him a place of safety, a place of refuge. He said that not only is the Lord my rock, but he said my fortress, a place that would be impenetrable by an outside enemy, a protected place, a safe place. And it's a place of defense rather than offense, a place that's not easily gotten into by an enemy. Think of like a fort, a safe place. He said he's my deliverer. Here, the word deliverer describes a place of escape, a place that would be safe from an enemy that was trying to attack. The Lord is a secure place, is our secure place. Now here he says, again, he says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength." I believe here he's crying out to the Lord as he calls the Lord his name. Now, he's not talking about idolatry here, although you could possibly read that into it, but I don't think that's what he's referring to at all. Here he's speaking of the name of God, referring to his almighty power. You realize that he is almighty. There's nothing more powerful than God himself. No thing or no one that is stronger than God. He has absolute strength. I mean, imagine he spoke the universe into existence. He refers to him as my strength. We talked about this a lot last week, where here the word strength, he's again talking about how that God is strong, and it's a strong rock. The Almighty God, he says, is my strong rock, my place. And I love this part here where he says, "in whom I trust." When he speaks of trusting him, he's speaking of a full, absolute confidence that here he feels absolutely safe in the Lord. The Lord is my rock, and here is a place that I feel absolutely safe, total trust. When we trust Christ as our Savior, this is the kind of faith he wants us to have, a faith that is complete and of a complete confidence in the Lord. Now he goes on and uses a couple other words in this phrase or in this passage of scripture. He said, the Lord is my buckler. Now, I'm sure that when you think of a buckler, what comes to mind is like a buckle. But that's not what he's referring to at all. When we say a buckler here, he's talking about a shield. This would be a shield that would be between you and whatever is trying to harm you. Something that would come in between. By the way, something that was portable. Certainly, that rock is not portable. But the buckler would be, you know, in the Bible, there were two kinds of shields. It was a larger shield that they would use to hide behind, large enough that it would cover up your whole body. You could set it up almost like a wall in front of you. But the buckler was a smaller shield and more portable. It could be worn on the arm and used to ward off perhaps arrows or blows of some kind, other small projectiles. Sometimes it was also used as a weapon. And he said, the Lord is our buckler. He said, the Lord is my buckler. He is my shield. And then the thing he says, the final thing he says, there's two things. He says, he's the horn of my salvation. Now, when you think of horn, you need to think of like a mountain range or a mountain cliff. I once went to a camp that was called Horn Creek Ranch, and it was because the mountain came to a peak above this camp. And so when he speaks of a horn, he's speaking also of a, you know, it could also be translated a hill or a mountain peak, a place where we can look up to and see the mighty power of God, and that in him is salvation. And then the last thing he says is that the Lord is my high tower. A high tower would have been like a watchtower, a high place. So not only is God strong and God watching out and God the rock, but here he has a watch place where he's watching. Now it comes down to this. Can you say, along with David, the Lord is my rock? Are you trusting him? You know, the Bible says that we are to be aware of the wiles of the devil. We can quench the fiery darts of the wicked. If you're standing in the rock, in the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have that when you receive him as your own Savior. And you could say, the Lord is my rock. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.